it's George Clooney. And whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Good morning.
Hiya.
There's a little jingle there from George.
Nice, that.
Yeah. He rang me yesterday and he said, you got to see a movie tonight. I said, yes, George. He said, you getting all suited up for it? I said, yeah. He said, you wearing a tuxedo? I said, no. He goes, why not? I said, I'm in a rush. Get off the phone. And then he did that little jingle for us. It's nice of him, I thought.
I thought you looked nice last night.
You're gay. I thought we looked very cool. I thought we complimented each other. I thought we looked a lot nicer than half the listeners who turned up in jeans and trainers.
Do you know, Rachel, me and him had a phone call or a phone conversation beforehand.
Don't say this, it's sad.
And we I can probably guess.
I'm quite surprised you're even going to admit this on the air.
And we decided...
Don't say it.
Well, no, go on.
Well...
Go on.
It was to do with what shirt we were going to wear.
Oh, you said it.
And the thing was, right, because I've got a black shirt and I've got a white shirt and I've got a black tie, and as he's going to wear the black shirt with the black tie or the white shirt with the black tie...
So sad.
And so is he. We decided that if I wore the white shirt with the black tie, then he'd wear the black shirt with the black tie.
I see.
Yeah. I would have worn a black shirt with a white tie, but last time we were in Marx's, Sophie wouldn't let me buy a white tie. She said it was tacky and bit John Travolta-like.
Mm. Yeah.
So we look good. A lot of listeners. This, by the way, is the Nimone's gone on about it. This is the Ocean 12 screening last night we had with all our listeners at a posh hotel in London. And lots of the listeners made an effort. And so a couple of guys in front of me were in tuxedos. A couple of people next to me were in jeans. But, you know, some people made an effort. And as for the movie, it's all right. It's not a patch on the original.
Style over content, isn't it?
Tell you what, Ocean 12, all I'll say about it is it's plodding along all happily till halfway through, and it's like whoever wrote the script went, oh, got to go out in 20 minutes. I'll just, then that happens. There you go, like, lovely.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
It was a bit bizarre.
There was a point halfway through, and I thought, I'm not entirely sure what's going on, and I put that down to the fact that I was tired. And I hadn't had a kip in the afternoon, and my mind was starting to wander.
You struggle with a lot of movies,
I know, but what was quite reassuring was that afterwards, both Chappers and Nimone both said they weren't entirely sure what was going on in the middle as well. So I felt in good company.
But...
Well, I'd say the opposite. If I ever struggled during a movie and I needed to know if it was me or if I was just too thick or whether the movie was difficult, the last two people I would probably choose to help me is Chappers and Nimone. You know what I mean?
Good point, well made, yeah.
It's like going, I'm really not sure if I should have a drink tonight or not.
Yeah.
What do you think, Scott Mills?
Yeah. It's like being confused and asking JK and Joel.
Do you know what I mean?
You know.
Do I have a silly voice? Joel. Colin Murray, am I a little bit too self-obsessed, do you reckon? Dominic, what's your favourite type of shampoo?
Oh, it's balls, you see.
Michael Gray, The Weeknd. It's beginning.
Begin.
Just said, tonight, love.
Begin.
Tonight with Pete Tong.
Begin.
Friday night,
begin.
6 o'clock.
Begin.
Alyssa's on holiday and there'll be somebody filling in.
Begin.
It's day 26 of the detox. Get in. Many people, by the way, thinking I was only doing February. It's like, no, I can't have a drink. Come up to me last night at the bar going, would you like a drink? You can have one now. I can't have one now. February, yeah, we'll finish on the 10th. Sorry, bye.
Best one was our mate Joe Knows, who came over with four bottles of beer in his hands, right, between his fingers, and just puts one your way, and they go, oh, my God, I can't have, you can't have one.
Mm.
You look gutted.
Yeah. That's all right. He had something which I didn't have and I wanted, beer. I got my own back later on, though. I just walked up and pointed at my really nice-looking hair. Still growing.
Chris Moyle Show, National Radio
Can I say that jingle again?
Don't know why I played that, sorry about that.
Right, Friday then, here we are, we're in the mood for today. The brilliant new song from The Doves coming up, and Gwen Stefani in just a second after we get some news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 1 minute past seven.
The truancy crackdown is failing.
And it ain't over yet, says Ashley Cole.
Today with some rain in Scotland and Northern Ireland, and it's now 4 minutes past seven.
Hello.
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 Hello. Halfway through Carrie's sport news, the microphones get switched off. I'm at the back of the studio having a look at the papers there. Dominic go, hello. Who are you talking to?
Dave just popped up behind the desk because I was doing a kind of auntie style hello.
Brilliant. Yeah. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1. So what do you think of Ocean's 12 last night?
I didn't go last night.
Oh, didn't you?
No.
Right.
But I have seen the film before and I didn't mind it.
If you didn't make an effort last night, I'm not interested.
I quite liked it.
What do you think, Kerry?
I didn't go last night.
Oh, do you know, not making the effort. Where were you?
I was with my boyfriend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know where I'd rather be.
Where? With a boyfriend as well?
No.
Where?
No, Dominic, that's just you, because you have weird dreams about him.
Right, Dominic, seriously, you're a married man, you're a father, okay?
Right.
You seem to be... You have this amazing gay obsession with Carrie's boyfriend.
No, not at all.
No, no. Because if you just dreamt about him, fair enough, you dreamt about him wearing a vest. Okay.
He was actually presenting a sport bulletin on television wearing a vest.
Right,
he wasn't just wearing a vest.
Okay. Dreaming about your colleague's boyfriend, right? Semi-naked.
Semi-naked.
Seriously, you need help. I can ring Paul McKenna if you want.
I wasn't... It was just a dream. It didn't mean anything. I haven't even met him. Haven't even met him.
Breathe deeply now. You're gay.
Look into my eyes. In fact, no, don't. I'm getting a funny feeling in my tummy.
I don't fancy Carrie's boyfriend.
But you seem to be obsessed with him.
I'm not obsessed with him.
Just leave it out. That's what I'd say.
Dreamt about him once and never again.
I mean, do you know what I mean?
In a singlet.
I tell you what, when Rachel finally gets a boyfriend, she'll be worried. What?
Maybe she has.
Why? Do you have a boyfriend already?
She's calling me. You know,
what was that?
Nothing.
No, what do you know?
No, nothing.
Really? I thought you were going to blurt it out then on the air.
No.
All right, I'll say it. Rachel's a lesbian. And we've been hiding for all these years. She goes out with Carrie. So when Dominic's thinking of Carrie's boyfriend...
He's actually thinking of Rachel. In a vest.
In a vest.
Reading the news.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Hey, Rach.
Which is weird, because I often have a dream about Rachel in a vest too.
Doing 400, though, for me.
What?
Doing the 400.
Rachel?
Relay.
In a vest.
Is that a euphemism,
that
Dave?
That sounds ridiculous, that does. Rather even it. It's Friday. It's surreal. It's the last day of the week. We need some sleep.
We're back on in the morning. The best thing on the station. To entertain the whole UK, we'll have world domination. We've had a go with Johnny Bourne. His ego's black and blue. So Wogan's next, we'll kick his ass and kill Radio 2.
It's coming up on 8 minutes past seven. Good morning. National Radio 1. Like a girl you stuck in a moving car. A scary conversation, shit my life can find the break. What if it... Got text here from Carl Larkin. Chris and gang, why do you play the same songs every morning? It's like Groundhog Day, and it's doing my head in, and I think it's Monday. Another text here from Carl Larkin, who says, Chris and the gang, why do you play the same song? See what I was doing there? Yeah. I love that record. I can play that every morning and quite happily. Not forever, maybe.
They were live with Zayn the other night. Fantastic, they were.
Were you listening?
I heard it back on something. Can't think what it was. I was in the
tape?
Car. No. It might have been on Joe Wiley's show. Okay. Or Colin and Edith, maybe.
It's Dubs Black and White Town. It comes out on Monday. Speaking of Dave being in the car, Dave came to my house yesterday to show me his new car. And we went for a little spin.
You didn't go to the tip then?
No.
No. I don't think he fancied my woodlouse-ridden wood.
And how were the wheels?
Then? Nice wheels.
Nice wheels. Interesting upholstery.
What is it?
Very yeah.
I envisaged it would be cream.
See the t-shirt you're wearing today?
Yeah.
It's not as nice as that either.
Oh. David, I are wearing the same colour again.
We are.
It's like, and I don't, you know, and I'm not taking the mickey, but it's like driving around in a migraine, but like a powerful one, 2.8.
Hey?
It's very Kermit the Frog inside. Granted, it's not the upholstery that I would have chosen, but...
It's not the upholstery anybody with eyes would have chosen.
Just take a picture and put it online.
It's not a joke, Rachel.
he spent a lot of money on this car.
I'm genuinely interested.
I'm actually getting used to the Kermit upholstery, though.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a nice-looking car, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it's quite big, so Dave looks really, really small behind the passenger seat. Behind the wheel, rather. He just looks... tiny.
For someone who doesn't really know much about cars, Dave, what is it?
It's a 328 BMW.
What's that mean? Is it big? How does it compare
three
to your
series.
Last car?
It's small, three series, but with a huge engine.
That still doesn't mean anything. You have to take a picture so we can put it online.
No, it's not a joke.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Well, why don't we just put a photo on the website of your car for everybody to see?
With the registration and everything.
No.
Yeah. Plus the times when you're at work and, you know, which wheel you leave the key on top of.
I think I'm falling in love with it, though. I keep looking at it.
Jesus.
No, seriously, though, because you're not into cars, really, are you? You find them quite functional.
I don't understand cars. Yeah. I like the look of certain
cars. This isn't a criticism. It's just one of those things. Some people are car people, some people aren't.
So tell me about your love for your car, Dave.
Well, no, I keep finding them, because it's new to me, I keep finding myself looking at it out the window, making sure it's still there. And sometimes, like the other day...
Oh, dreamy car, I love you so, your wheels and your horn.
The other day when I came back from the shop, I even crossed over the road so I could walk past it again.
when you're out, away from your car, do you miss it?
Yeah.
When you're in somebody else's car, do you often think, my car would have been a lot quicker away from those lights? And it wouldn't have stalled either at the junction.
No, I just think I'm in love with it at the moment.
Really?
Hmm.
Okay, two gay people. By the way, I don't want anybody to take offence by the gay references this morning. This is our gay has nothing to do with homosexuality.
No,
it's to do with Dominic and Dave being wusses, and Dave fancying his car. You can swap our version of gay for weirdo, pervert, psychopath, man in need of help. Any of those would do. Car lover.
I'm supposed to be the soldier who never blows.
Hey, Chris, I just bought, spelt B-O-R-T, by the way, education. I just bought a BMW 323i Sports Tourer 2.5, and I am the same with it, from Rob on M5.
Nice car.
I'm in love with my car. It's an Ascot soft top E-Reg, and I look at it all the time. Nothing wrong with that, mate. Kevin Wrexham. I got a Sierra Cosworth, and I'm in love too. Sierra Cosworth. I remember when I was a wee lad, they were the car to nick.
I used to want one of those, actually. When I had the Cortina, I wanted a Sierra Cosworth.
You should have spoken to my mate Bearded Bob. He was 19 years old, but had a full beard. He got you one in about an hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder if you'd have lasted about 30 seconds before you got arrested.
I was a bit like this, though, when I first got the Capri as well. You know, when I first got it and it was all white and gleaming, I used to stare at that as well.
There's nothing wrong with loving your car. I love mine, and she's only an Elreg AX called Blackster. Has Dave's car got a name? From Kelly.
No,
Kelly.
You don't give cars names.
Really?
Well, girls do.
Oh, I love the way you look down on Kelly for naming her car. What do you call your car?
You call it anything. It's a car, isn't it?
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't call it anything at all?
No.
Is it not like that one on the screen that Rachel's just put up?
That's an old one. It's a really old one.
It's a classic.
Yeah. It's a good shape, that one.
You know nothing about you. You make me look like Jeremy Clarkson, Rachel, with your knowledge of cars.
So, I can't know everything, can I?
No. Well, there you go. Do you know what? We should run a competition where you get to take a listener out every week in your car. And we can call the competition, Have a Ride with Dave in His New Car. Brilliant. What do you think?
You're going to pay my mileage.
So you pick up some muddy workmen, right, from a building site.
Yeah, but they'll get mud all over me new cloth.
Right. Or, all right, how about a few of the lads after football training?
Yeah.
Something like that?
I tell you, that Kermit Green does not show the muck.
Right.
The Brits 25, only on Radio 1. Last year was great for British music, and Radio 1 was right.
Zootons and You Will, You Won't. Right, football tickets to give away this morning. If you're a Chelsea fan, it's Chelsea Man City on Sunday. If you want to go and you would love a pair of tickets, call now 08700 100 100. We're starting the new one today. Yeah. Guess what? You don't need a weak, made-up excuse anymore.
Or a sick child. Bless you.
Sorry about that.
You just need a telephone.
I need a tissue. Hang on.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You've got.
I don't know if you noticed, but I just sneezed then.
What noise is that?
That's a man sneeze.
Chow.
It's a man's.
Chow.
It's better than your. Choo, like that. Choo. It's like you got a rubbish laser gun in the Star Wars game. Choo, choo, choo. Yeah, that's what I was doing, yeah. Right, Chelsea fans on the phone, 08700 100 100. As Ashley Cole says, it's not over yet.
Yeah.
No, it is, though, isn't it, really? But, you know. You never know. Man City could turn you over at the weekend, Kerry.
I know, they've done it before.
Go on, Man City.
Stop it.
08700 100 100. Keep phoning, because all we're going to do is just choose one person at random and phone them back and give you the tickets. So if you're a Chelsea fan, call now. More text messages about Dave's car and what you call your car, you sad bunch of losers. I would never call my car anything. Not since Brum died on me a few years ago. Let's get some news from Dominic at 7:30.
And our main story this morning is the failure to cut truancy. That's despite the government spending almost 900...
Beep, beep, one more travel, Dominic Byrne. It's
7:34.
So there's a thing I went in the Sun today which says, ooh, guess how much celebrities pay for their house? You can find out by going to this website, and it gives you an idea of what these were sold for.
Right.
Does it work?
Well, it's all to do with land registry, I think. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I will put in the postcode. Write down your postcode and your street name for me.
Who, mine?
Yeah.
Is that pen?
Okay, or just, or, hang on. Type in your postcode, actually, that might be easier. Okay. And then you pick a land register and period. So, I don't know, Wales, 2003. If I know that Alan bought his house in 2003, doesn't have a house. Okay.
He's not homeless, it's worth saying. He just rents.
Hmm.
Yeah. Of course.
Not a homeowner.
And write down his street name for me, Dave. That'd be great, thanks. This is good. I'm going to find out, see if we can find out how much Dave paid for his eight-bedroom mansion in the Cotswolds. Is that the street name?
Mm-hmm.
Cotswolds here, right, okay, got that there, that's lovely. Okay, you talk amongst yourselves, right, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Tell us more about your car, Dave.
No.
Well, I think we should get off the whole car thing, because people are getting obsessed by it.
Right.
There are literally thousands of text messages coming in from people who name their cars.
Have you got...
When did you get it, 2004?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you got sort of leather padding on the steering wheel, or is it...
No.
Okay.
Should I?
No, I don't know, really.
What number are you again?
Have you got it on there?
I don't know. Well, no, but I'm just going to make it up.
I don't think there's a right or wrong for leather padding,
okay,
Dave.
Thank you.
Don't say, obviously.
You sure you bought it?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not on here. Oh, no. Are you flat?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Is it on there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Let me have a look.
Right.
£27.50.
Write down on there. Obviously don't say, but write down on there what it is and I'll nod or something.
Okay. This is good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not the best radio for listeners.
This is good. This is called Freaking Dave Out. Now, the question is, will Dave believe it's true or not?
Well, yeah, I will, because you don't know, do you?
No.
I don't think. I possibly told you at some point, but you won't have remembered.
No. You know me.
Could have told you something this morning you wouldn't remember.
Okay, I'm going to write this down, Dave.
Yeah. Just bear with us, listeners.
Have you got an air freshener in there or not?
No, but we've got an in the bathroom?
No, in the car.
Oh, in the car.
I'm still obsessed with
you. Here we go. I'm now going to show Dave. Don't look yet. I'm going to now show Dave what I wrote down and see if it's right. Ready?
Yeah.
Right. There.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Spot on.
That's very clever.
That's rather scary, isn't it?
Right, Dominic, write down your postcode and your street name, please, and your house number. That'd be great. And I'll tell you how much you paid for your house.
So basically, this website allows you to find out what anybody paid for their house if you've got the address. Is that right?
In the last couple of years, yeah, I believe so, yeah.
When did you buy your house, Dominic?
2001.
Wow! Is it a space odyssey?
No, it's just a three-bedroom house.
It's such a diff. Carrie, do you own your flat house?
No, I'm renting.
Right.
But you are currently searching, I believe.
Currently searching for my first house.
Very nice. Flat.
What have you been moving in with your boyfriend?
No, I think you are, Dominic.
Oh, that's a bit harsh. 2001, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about this, but this is good. Well, what number again? Okay, brilliant.
You got it, didn't you?
Yeah, man.
How does that know that?
Let me just put this security thing in, you know, because not just anybody can find out, you know. You need to do a bit of work on here, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so I write it down for you.
So it tells you what you actually bought it for, not what they were asking for it.
No, it's what they were asking for, I think.
Is it?
Yeah. Really? Okay. Was your paying price different to the asking price?
Yeah, very, very slightly.
Okay, I'm going to pass this piece of paper over to you, and I just want a yes or a no, okay? There it is. And then when you open it up, it will still be there.
Yes. To the penny.
Is that to the penny what you paid for your house?
Yeah.
Okay. Does the website really exist?
First was Tony Blackburn, Noel Edmonds, he was next. If BLT could see us now, his face would look perplexed. We upset other DJs, cause Moyles can't behave. We bet that Noel Edmonds is turning in his radio grave.
You don't like that, do you, Dave?
I find it a bit scary.
Yeah, good.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Right, we're giving away Chelsea football tickets in a bit.
National Radio 1.
It's a Pontiac Firebird, Dave.
Nice wheels.
There's a Trans Am on my street at the moment.
There is, yeah. 6.6 litre.
Very nice. Lovely song. Athlete Wires. If you heard them do it for Joe Wiley last week, absolutely superb.
Can I hurt you now? You would never know.
I had a purple Mini and called it the Purple People Eater, and I'm a bloke.
That's an old reference.
Carl on the M4 says, I love my 928 S2 Porsche, A-Reg. It lives in its own house, too. I call my S2000 Beast, Colin in Lancaster. When I first read that, I went, I call my S2000 Beast Colin in Lancaster. What does he call his car? Colin in Lancaster. I have a new Vectra, and I call it the Wolf. It looks like wolf eyes with side lights on, Andrew. Wolf eyes. And so on and so forth. I just bought a DB9, so up yours, BMW boy.
Fair point.
Oh, dear. Jocelyn, who answered the phones and makes the tea on the show, she was moaning about it. She doesn't know anything about cars. She was moaning about her car. She's got an old Vanquish. And she just says, you know, it just stands out too much.
And it's thirsty.
So maybe I'll get a new car if you got a new car.
Can I have your old one then, please?
Yeah, if you give me 25 grand, you can have it.
Oh, no.
Really?
No.
Tell you what, 24 and a half for cash.
P, yeah,
and it's yours.
No problem.
And that's a bargain for me.
No, I have to turn that one down.
Okay, fair enough. Right, stop phoning for the Chelsea tickets. We've literally, we've such a ridiculous response from Chelsea fans who won tickets for the Sunday's, get Sunday, isn't it? Against Man City at Stamford Bridge. I will ring one person back after the next record. If your phone rings, let it ring a couple of times and then answer it and go, hello?
Yeah, but what if somebody just randomly says, hello?
What do you mean?
Well,
okay.
How are we going to know?
Okay, say, if this isn't Chris Moyles, I'm going to feel really embarrassed. How's that, how about that?
That's better.
Okay, right. If you've registered and you've given your phone number to Joss or Rachel, if your phone rings after the next record, let it ring a couple of rings just to build up the tension and answer it and go, if this isn't Chris Moyles, I'm going to feel really embarrassed. If it is me, you will have tickets for the Chelsea Man City game. If it isn't you, you'll feel like a div. Hello, it's your mum.
Oh, God.
So your Chelsea tickets for me. Right, this is from yesterday's show, Joss Stone. Yesterday's Joe Wiley show.
Not yesterday, this show.
So, this is from yesterday's Joe... Right. This is from yesterday's Joe Wiley show. Brit nominee, Joss Stone.
Gotta ride, don't be wrong. My mistakes won't make me strong. I'm stepping now into the great unknown. I'm feeling wings, though I've never flown. Got a mind on my own. I'm flesh and blood to the bone. See, I'm not made of stone. Got a right to be wrong. So just leave me alone. Got a right to be wrong. I've been held down too long. I've got to break free so I can finally breathe. Yeah. Got a right to be wrong. Gotta sing my own song. I might be singing out of key, but it sure feels good to me. Gotta ride, don't be wrong. So just leave me alone. You're entitled to your opinion, but it's really my decision. I can't turn back, I'm on a mission. If you care, don't you dare blur my vision. Let me be all that I can be. Don't smother me with negativity. Whatever's out there waiting for me, I'm gonna face it willingly. Say, oh, no, no, gotta rise and be wrong. See, my mistakes should make me strong. I'm stepping now into the great unknown. I'm feeling wings, though I've never flown. Got a mind on my own. I'm flesh and blood to the bone. See, I'm not made of stone. Gotta ride, don't be wrong, say wrong, so just leave me alone. Gotta ride to be wrong. I've been held down too long. I've got to break free so I can finally breathe. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. Just leave.
we all got the right. Said you got the right. And you got the right. Say you, you got the right to be wrong sometimes. To be
nominated for Best British Breakthrough Artist for this year's Brits 25 was Josh Stone. That was live yesterday for Joe Wiley. And Right to be Wrong, which is nice, isn't it?
Good, that.
Oh, good morning.
Really?
No, I'm just seeing people lying in bed going,
oh, this is what you meant. You thought it was boring.
This will do me. Get out of bed! Thank you very much. That's lovely. Josh is nominated for a Brit Award. If you'd like to vote for her, here's the number.
83049. The reason why
that's
we...
the wrong number.
Hey,
that's the wrong
not.
I'm joking.
The reason why we sing it, of course, is because it's not a particularly catchy number, it has to be said. Yeah. And research shows...
Research. What's the number again?
83049. That if you sing it, it gets into your head better.
Brilliant.
You see?
Yeah. One more time.
83049.
Oh, I like that. Can I ask, what you're going to do is write the word break with a space and then the word Joss, J-O-S-S, if you want to vote for Joss Stone. That's the word break, space, and then Joss. Alternatively, break, space, Franz, for Franz Ferdinand. Break, space, Keen. Break, space, Zooton. Is it Zooton or Zootons?
Zootons.
And break, space, Natasha.
Thank you. They'll never spell them, will they, though?
Yeah, they
will. Hey, Franz will trip them up. Keen. Yeah. Zootons have got no chance with.
Yeah, well, they'll do it.
Do you want to go to Chelsea versus Man City?
Massive, massive response. Yeah, from Chelsea fans. I think Chelsea have proven quite popular this season. As you know, I'm not, you know, a failure with the Premiership this season. I find it very dull. You know, the Championship is where it's at, really. The Championship! However, we have tickets for the Barclays Premiership match. Sunday, 4:05 kick-off, Stamford Bridge. It's Chelsea versus Manchester City. I have names and numbers, and I will choose one at random and call them back.
It's exciting, this one. That one.
Yes. Oh, this is very exciting.
Good luck, everybody.
You have to answer your phone with, if this isn't Chris Moyles, I'll be very embarrassed. While you're doing this, why don't you just ring your mate now, who is a Chelsea fan and will be listening to the show, and then wind them up, because they'll think it's me. Right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1, go.
If this isn't Chris Moyles, I'm going to be very embarrassed.
Sam, you're going to the game.
Thank you very much.
Hey! A cheer would be nice.
Oh, yes, hey!
Hey!
Posh cow. What's your name?
My name's Sam.
Sam what?
Sam Curran.
Where are you from?
I'm from sunny Bracknell.
Oh, beautiful. Chelsea, a big Chelsea fan?
Big Chelsea fan, absolutely.
When was the last time you went to see them?
CSK Moscow, a couple of months ago, Champions League.
Well done, you're going on Sunday. You're going to see your team annihilated by Manchester City.
Some chance.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then Everton are going to leapfrog all the clubs and win the Premiership.
Well, it goes without saying, of course.
Well, you know, but you'll be second, that'll be all right.
Oh, thanks.
All right, let us know how a game goes. Give us a ring on Monday.
Lovely, thanks, Chris.
You are going to the game on Sunday, no worries. Bye!
Bye!
It's a lady. It's a lady.
Is that it, then? Is that tickets gone?
That's it now. No more sub stories, none of that.
It's quicker, isn't it?
I like the sub stories. But no one else does, so that's why we got rid of it. I think it's simple.
Doesn't really, you know.
Do you want to go? Yeah. Ring up. Oh, by the way, I was looking at the text messages. Break Keane, break Natasha, break Joss, break Franz. They are not texting the all-important number.
Which is
Arise.
They're not texting the all-important number.
83049.
That's right. It's the different number if you want to vote for the Brits. The Brits number is...
83049.
Thank you, Dave.
Still can't spell it.
Six Nations Rugby on the BBC.
The man sprinting towards you is Jason Robinson.
And at 5:30. Live on BBC One and BBC Radio 5 Live.
Am I the only one who thinks that this first hour of the show has felt like a rehearsal and then we're actually going on the air in about, you know, 30 seconds or so? Is it just me? Currently, Dave is trying to work out how the 83049 tune goes on the xylophone.
I don't think I've got the right notes, right? Because this isn't good, right? 83049.
Keep practicing, Dave, my boy, all right? 83049. All right, that'll do. Please stop now. Natasha Bedingfield, an exhibit with a brilliant Hey Now, Mean Muggin' coming up. I don't normally say Mean Muggin' bit because it... makes me sound rubbish. Let's get some news to support with Dominic and Carrie. It's 8 o'clock.
Truancy crackdowns aren't working.
And we're not giving up, says Ashley Cole. Radio
1. A new report says Scotland and Northern Ireland. And it's now 3 minutes past eight.
Crazy! This song is getting released.
It's getting irritating.
I believe the track is Pond Life. That's the artist, rather, Pond Life. Featuring Froggy Frog, wasn't it? Something bizarre. Yeah. If this song makes it on Top of the Pops, Wes has promised, BLX Radio or DJ Wes, to wear a frog outfit on Top of the Pops. Brilliant. Thank you. Let me just read some of the text messages that are coming through. I'm going to have to put a sound effect in when they're swearing, all right? I'll put this in, right? For the love of God, let it stop. What is this? Why don't you just off? Switch this in rubbish off. Jesus, this is in... And another random text right in the middle of those says, my two children are now singing 83049 all around the house.
I told you it works, didn't I?
He's got himself a little echo unit, love. Works treated.
Oh, by the way. Yeah. It's not a xylophone, it's a glockenspiel.
Oh, right. Damn, God. What am I going to do now? Dave, you know what I say to that?
Baby, the police wanna relocate me. They run it with gunner, but they can't fake me. They wanted to come up, but they ain't crazy. I love you.
These words are my own. That's Natasha Bedingfield. She's nominated for Best British Breakthrough Artist. I love you. Upstairs in our music department, they class them as from New Zealand and not British. Don't wait.
What are you waving at us? What? You're not allowed to talk about it.
What?
No, we're all right now.
Oh, they pulled it now, have they?
Yeah, you know why? Because she's got a British passport, as has Daniel.
Was Natasha definitely born in New Zealand?
I think she was, and so was he. But they've got British passports, so they can go into British category.
Ah.
See? Told you we were right, Rachel.
Last night was the Radio 1 exclusive screening of Ocean's 12 in a very posh, cool hotel. Not cool, posh, are they? It's cool.
Lovely.
It's not a posh, is it?
It's our new favourite hotel.
In London. The Soho Hotel, which is brilliant.
Mm.
I stayed in the penthouse last night. And it was nice. Brilliant. I love staying in the penthouse for 5 hours asleep and then leaving.
That's very extravagant.
Didn't even have a chance to steal anything. What?
It's very extravagant.
I'd run me up. But, nice view.
It's good. We went for a nosy after the film. It's nice.
Yeah, sorry, Rach. We, you know.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Well, actually, we did. As you were going home.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Afterthought.
Too late. No.
Yeah,
we thought about it earlier. We couldn't be bothered. But, you know, as they say, it's the thought that counts.
Didn't want to have a look anyway.
Kumbongo. Tastes like kumbongo. And if you hear the advert going, February will be fabulous with an Ocean's 12 screening, including all the radio and DJs and special guests. Do you want to know who the special guests were?
Yeah, go on.
Darius.
That was it.
Darius.
He's tall, isn't he?
Yeah, Darius. But he was the special guests. Because he's so tall, he counts as two. Yeah, Darry and us.
We got in the cinema early to bag the seats on the end, you know, by the aisle, in case you needed a pee. Right, and then all the DJs were coming in, sort of in various sort of dribs and drabs, and at one stage you could just see all these flash bulbs going outside the door. You couldn't see who it was, just all these flashes. We thought it was Alan coming in. To our surprise, in walks Darius.
Darius.
Colourblind. He's tall, though, isn't he? He's like 7 foot tall.
I was talking to him at the bar, and I stood on my tiptoes for a laugh, and he was slouched at the bar and was still taller than me.
But he's rumoured to go out with Jerry, right? She must go up to his navel.
He doesn't go out with Jerry.
They're just friends.
When was that rumour out?
It's been in the papers and the magazines.
Well, it must be true then, Dave.
They're tabloid fodder.
They are.
You know what the next thing is that we're doing, though? Radio 1 is inviting people to. The
what?
Brits next week.
Ooh.
We have tickets to give away.
Well, we're working backstage, so we're going anyway. But, you know, it's not glam for us.
I think it is.
What, sitting in a studio backstage just falling apart?
It's fun.
Whippy-doo. It's more fun sitting at a table where the booze and the beer and all the food is free.
Yeah, but you won't be drinking
sitting
then
there,
anyway.
Sitting there eating the finest food you can get, like caviar and salmon, and drinking the best alcohol known to man, Foster's Ice or Man in the Hat. You know, Angerbrow, whatever. Yeah, that's the life, Rach.
Last time, Rachel, our wristbands didn't even get us into the bar. Access denied by the fella on the door, the burly security man.
We met Lionel Richie, though.
Yeah, we did, on the way to the bar. Just good job we didn't meet him as we were getting turned away. That would have been embarrassing.
I told you, Dave was so embarrassing. Went up to Lionel Richie. Had to do one of those Lionel Richie gags. Went up and went, hello. And I'm like, oh, that's so tacky. I thought, well, I'll join in. And I went, dancing on the ceiling. He walked off. Didn't he? But, you know, he's a nice-looking man. Looks like he does on the telly. Laura in Bristol says, I'm staying in the Soho Hotel in a few weeks. I won it in a draw at work. Guess I'll enjoy it then. It's really cool.
It is double nice.
Ask them to show you the Cow Print Cinema.
And also, in the corner of the Cow Print Cinema, they've got a chaise longue, which is from where I watched The Incredibles.
Yeah. Wasn't that where you fell asleep during The Incredibles?
No, I didn't fall asleep.
Almost fell asleep.
Almost fell asleep.
Yeah. Where was I going with this anyway? Right, I'm just kidding.
We talking about the Brits? And No. Red Nose Rally?
We should talk about that.
What else are we going to talk about?
Why don't we do
about?
That next?
There's no one watch to say.
I've got some information.
Don't you have a present for me?
Yes, I do. I haven't printed it off yet this morning, but I will go and do that soon.
Can we do it for after the next record?
I've got some presents as well.
Okay.
All right, record it is, and then presents. Can I just say, I don't know what Dominic's present is, but I know what Rachel's present is. When she came back from her holiday, which was when?
No, this is the first time I went to LA last year in May.
Right, she's just found the presents that she bought for us.
Nice, Rachel.
Just found them. So we're going to get six-month-old presents from Rachel. I hope mine's not bread again. That'd be really embarrassing. 8:18. It's Friday morning. This is Radio 1. Good morning. DT8 project, and the track is called Winter. Right, presents.
Rachel.
20 past eight, by the way. Good morning.
Yeah. You put that cracker bread away.
No, the what are they? The rice, what do you call
them? Rice cakes.
Rice cakes.
I find them really offensive.
I find them offensive as well. They're so boring to
but
eat.
They're so,
I don't know why.
They smell so...
You can get salt and vinegar rice cakes.
Marmite ones as well.
Why would anybody choose to eat Marmite?
Yeast extract, actually.
Frankly, I'd rather stick a fork in my eye.
we'll know then.
But for something that's such a healthy snack, they smell so bad.
Presents!
Oh, I'm sorry. Right, okay. Well, this is just a little token of something I bought.
Yeah, a little token because it's from May and it's now February.
I've noticed they've still got the price on, but anyway, close your eyes.
Are they all the same?
They're handy, yes.
God.
Right. One for you.
Is it a possible producer?
No! One for you.
I won't look until you tell us to look.
Close your eyes.
Oh God, it's a key ring.
It's a key ring, isn't it?
Yeah. All right.
Quick, really?
Got my eyes closed and it's still a key ring.
And open.
It's a keyring.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
You could put your new car keys on it, Dave.
Have I ever bought you anything, Rach? Ever? Ever at all?
Yeah,
ever,
you bought
ever.
My Muku clock.
Well, what's the Muku clock?
Hmm?
What's that?
It's my clock that's in my kitchen, and every time it gets to the top of the hour, it goes moo.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Do you think it's cool?
It's lovely.
Is it practical?
It can get a bit annoying sometimes, right. But...
What else have I bought you? What did I buy you this Christmas?
A nice scarf.
Nice scarf. Do you use that?
Yes.
I haven't seen you wear it, by the way.
I have worn it.
Right. Practical? Useful?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Why on earth would you think I'd want a key ring with a cheap, tacky-looking number plate on which says California, Los Angeles, the Golden State
it's
on
it? It's a little memento that you can put your keys on.
Crap.
Can't get the price. It really irritates me. You know when you're trying to get the price
off? I've got mine off.
Some of it comes off, and then the other bit stays on there, and you can't get the...
Seriously, I bought you a cuckoo clock. You buy me a key ring.
I've taken a bit of California.
It's not
off.
About how much you spend, Chris. It's the thought that counts.
Well, I think the thought should have been, nah, I can't be bothered.
Thanks, Rach.
Thanks, Rach.
Thanks, Rach, though. I really like it.
I've got a spare one. We could give it away.
Oh, brilliant.
Maybe we should first person to call in.
No. Don't waste it,
Rach. The last person to call in.
Oh, no, I think we should give it away.
I think you should set up a text vote.
Shall we?
Yeah, and, actually, why don't we just see if we can get... like 5,000 people texting in for this lovely key ring.
Right, let me set it on.
Okay.
Ring for a ring.
What should you start with text with?
I don't know. Key ring.
Key.
Oh, that won't be to spell key ring, will it?
No, I want Rachel's I want Rachel's key ring. That's what they could write.
Just start it with ring.
What did you have for me, Dom?
Well, it's been, yeah.
I'm sorry about today's show. It's kind of lacking something. I can't get... I'm feel half asleep today.
A bit random, isn't it?
Sorry. Start again.
It's about to get more random.
What have you got for me, Big Dom?
I used the word present very loosely yesterday, thinking it was just a throwaway thing that's obviously been built up into something huge. Take the word present and change the meaning in your head to rubbish.
Right.
Okay. And, you know you're banging on about combi boilers?
Yeah.
I thought you might like to know what they actually look like inside. So I did a search on combi boiler images on the internet, and I've printed you one out, and I've also signed it. So it's to you, love me.
Is this?
No,
sorry.
That's it.
Now, yesterday, off the air, you went, oh, let's give you something earlier.
Yeah.
And you were about to give it to me, and I went, do you want to do it on the air, or... And you went, actually, yeah. And I'm thinking, oh, that must be really good then, if he's going to do it on the air. It's the photo of an inside of a combi boiler.
Boiler, yeah.
Which you've signed.
Yep. Right. And I've also got, well, what I thought were instructions on how they work, but unfortunately that's in German. So,
do you hate me?
No, I like you a lot.
Right.
But, you know, I just wanted to give you something. I know you're interested in combi boilers. I am now interested in
the gas
too.
Men yesterday who came to put my combi boiler in were absolutely amazing. It was in by the time they left, and if they'd have stayed for a little bit longer, but I had to go out to the screening, if they stayed a bit longer, they'd have probably got it all working in one day.
Mm.
So fast. Now, here's a question for you. They arrived at 11, okay, and left at 6.
Right.
Okay? Couple of questions. Number one, would you offer to make them a cup of tea or coffee?
Yeah, yes.
Right, okay. Number two, how many cups of tea or coffee would you give them? And they got there at 11 and left at 6. What do you think is the right amount?
I think 1 an hour is about right.
No, I would say less.
1 an hour?
Yeah. No, because then they'll stop working. I'd say a maximum of 3.
I offered them 3 cups of coffee.
I think that's good, yeah.
All at the same time, though.
1 cup of tea per 2 hours labour.
No, what I said was, who wants coffee? And they said, we'll all have coffee. So I made, there's 3 of them, I made 9 cups of coffee and said, listen, I'm going to be busy. Help yourselves. Microwaves over there. Is that lazy?
Should have made a pot.
No, I'm joking. I made them coffees.
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
So, are you all plumbed in again now?
I'm plumbed in yet. There's a lot of tidying to do, and I just need to make sure the shower's working. I think there was a slight leak on hot water. I don't really understand what I'm talking about, because I just went and downloaded movie trailers off the internet while they were working.
But next time you have a shower,
yeah,
and you're there enjoying hot water, yeah, just have a quick look at how the actual combi boiler works.
You know what? I've got to say, you're weird.
This weekend from One. This is the return.
Take me out.
Ache me out. You've heard Ache Me Out before, haven't you?
No.
It's a new version. Ache Me Out. By Rans Erdinand. Rachel's very upset.
Why? Because we moaned about it?
Nobody wants a key ring, so rubbish present. Just said if you want Rachel's key ring, text now. I've got 500 text messages. She's really upset. So, if you do want Rachel's key ring, right, I'm going to start now. Just text the note 81199 saying, give me Rachel's key ring. That's all you got to do. Give me Rachel's key ring. 81199. During the news and sport, and then we'll randomly choose someone. But I want everyone to do it, please, because she doesn't feel good about herself, Rachel. And, you know, and why should she? She's from Kidderminster. She talks funny.
Mm.
Like, you know, like a bumpkin. No offence to anyone from Kidderminster. The rest of them sound all right. Choo-choo, Mongo! Voice is grating. So, not for me, but for Rachel. She's going to walk in a minute going, you're so rude!
Oh, don't sound irritating!
I think you're fine.
I think you're fine.
The text messaging has crashed now.
Of course it has, yeah. Of course it has, yeah. Actually, I think it has. Anyway, text, what was it? I want Rachel's keyring.
Something like that.
Oh, no, give me Rachel's keyring. Give me Rachel's ring.
So I'll start your message with give.
Yeah, just, but we're not putting it on a vote thing. We're just watching them come in.
Okay, just freestyle.
Yeah. And you watch, Rach, I reckon, because if anyone who loves you, if they really love you, they'll text in, Rach, okay? And I reckon we're going to get, by the end of the news and sport, thousands, Rach. Not 1,000, but maybe two, but thousands of text messages supporting you, Rachel and Bongo Jones. Bongo!
Time for the news.
Say it for me, please.
No.
Say it.
Go on.
No! Otherwise I won't move on.
Come on.
We don't advertise drinks.
All right, say Monte Carlo Rally then.
Why? Monte Carlo Rally.
Monte Carlo Rally!
Actually, will you do me a favour, right? Instead of having a cup of coffee, you might have a what?
A cup of tea.
Right. Shut up.
Cup of tea!
What?
Cup of tea!
The number is 81199. If you love Rachel, text give me Rachel's key ring to 81199 and boost her and Bongo loving ego. They're going to send you a crate of it every day for the rest of your life.
God bloody get in my bedroom for crate of a Bongo!
She'll bring a man's back, bring a few men back to the house like she does.
Let's go back tomorrow, we'll have a Bongo party.
Drinking in the Congo.
Way down deep in the middle of the jungle.
Right, whatever, right. All right, I'm getting a move on. We'll play Pink in a second and The Killers. Let's get some news from Dominic and Tate 33.
And I mean, and the weather's going to be wet in Northern Ireland and Scotland this morning, drier in Wales and England.
Baby, one more travel, Dominic.
Good news for fans of slow driving. It's the M6 in Cheshire this morning. There's a 40 mph speed limit southbound. That's between Junction 21 at Warrington and Junction 20, the Lim interchange. It's all because of roadworks. Apparently the roadworks have been there for about 3 years. One road travel, better late than never.
The Chris Moyle Show. Baby, one road travel. Dominic Byrne.
8:39.
National Radio.
A little bit jingle button happy there, I apologise.
It's nice.
Rachel, I don't know how to break the news to you. Nobody texts in, they don't like you. They all think you're an umbongo-loving freak. with a weird voice. and a penchant for green T-shirts. Can I just say, don't Dave and Rachel look like they've got the same colour T-shirt?
Yeah, identical, actually.
I
told
you to ring me. Together this morning.
Green T-shirt Friday.
Rolls off the tongue, then.
Mine's my new Kaiser Chiefs one.
Please. I got a Kaiser Chiefs T-shirt. This is a new band, Kaiser Chiefs, who are great. And obviously sent to me by the record company, because I mentioned I like them. I just want to point out to any of the record company people listening, because the main thing you get in this job is CDs and T-shirts or promotional items for bands. Once again, I've been here for seven and a half years. I'd like to point out to all the record company people, okay, I'm not a medium, okay? That size, obviously, I mean, I can talk to the dead. But, see, T-shirts go, Elvis, are you there? I am not a medium, right? Please check the sizes before you send me them.
Because the minute there, they were thinking you may be a medium.
Yeah, that's right. I can talk to the dead.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Can you hear me, John Candy?
I'll hear you, Chris.
I don't know how that works.
Of all the deceased celebrities in the world, you chose John Candy.
Would you like to know how many people text during the news of sport alone?
Yes, please.
Saying, in support of Rachel.
Yes, please.
Right. Over 5,000 people. Seriously, just think of that in a queue outside your front door. Over 5,000 people.
All wanting this key ring.
Crap key ring.
Are they all from Kidderminster?
No. They're from all over the globe. And they're still coming in, because I can't tell exactly how many people text in, because the text message machine has crashed. That's how popular Rachel is.
Well, choose one of those people and send them this.
Crap keyring giveaway!
It's a bit like the hologram. If you hold it in your hand and tilt it up and down...
What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry, the keyring.
Right.
You can see, like, stars and sparkly bits in it.
If we start doing this regularly on the air, Rachel, you have an absolute valid reason to go to management and say, look, the boys want to give away, do a crap key ring once a month. That means I have to travel to a glamorous location in the world somewhere every holiday, paid for by Radio 1, and buy a crap key ring. But I'll tell you what, I'll get the key ring out of my own pocket.
I like that.
Yeah,
I'm quite happy to buy the presents myself.
Yeah. I thought as long as they pay for the trip to Cairo.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, okay. I'd like one of those Dubai key rings, saying my producer went to Dubai and all she brought me back was this lousy key ring.
I've got an Eiffel Tower one as well.
Really?
Mm. I bought you that back.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, I bought everyone.
About to say, I've got an Eiffel Tower key ring, but it's really classy and really nice.
Thank you very much, Chris.
That's all right. What's yours like?
Classy and nice.
Right, okay. Right, we have football predictions coming up very shortly, and we'll talk to the legend on the phone, that is... Ray Stubbs.
Welcome to another year at Second on the Air. We worked so hard for 12 full months, not that you bloody care. We've all had lots of illnesses, from flu to chicken pox. But Morrissey's back, so thank the Lord, it's not that Dr. Fox.
This is Dr. Fox. I'm not a real doctor or a fox.
The Chris Moyle Show.
My real name should be Mum to Fat Man.
National Radio 1.
8:43. My favourite text was like, yeah, stop going on about Franz Ferdinand and Keane, everyone. Why aren't the Killers nominated for Best British Breakthrough Artist? Yeah. They're not British.
Mm.
That's pretty much it. That's why Kylie never gets nominated for Best Breast.
Well, that's a new category altogether.
Yeah, Kylie should be nominated for Best Breasts. Mm. And the winner of Best Breasts at the Brits is... But Kylie can't win.
Danny could. No? It's Adam Dunn, though, isn't
it? I need to rejudge the category, I think. Morning, Stubbsy.
Morning.
Hey! You all right?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm very good. When was the last time you had a drink?
I would say 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah, 9th of January for me. So
really?
9th of January.
How's it going?
All right. I'm getting a bit bored now, but, you know, it's gone very well.
And the, are you running again? Are you sort of,
I went for a run Saturday morning.
Yeah?
About 2.8 miles.
Well done.
Just under 27 minutes.
Huh?
So I'll have that. I haven't run that far for God knows how long, but, you know, yeah, it's good, that.
You do feel better, don't you? Mentally within, you feel better when you go for a little bit of a jogger somewhere.
Yeah, I do. I feel a little bit better, I must admit. And you well? Everything all right with you, Mr. Stubbs?
Everything's fine, thanks.
I love Ray Stubbs.
I've got the league table here, boys.
Okay. Oh, what, the predictions league table?
I've got the league table of how everyone's been forecasting the results so far this season. It started off as a little bit of fun.
Yeah. Mm.
Forecasting the top seven games of the day. H for home win, A for away win, D for draw, top seven games. And you know, when we started out and you said you'd kindly forecast the results each week, it was just a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
Well, how competitive have our boys got in the studio on a Saturday afternoon now?
This is, for anybody who's got, if you got Freeview for Christmas or you got Sky or whatever like that, Saturday afternoon, hit the red button and Stubbs is there with...
We'll kick off about 2:30.
Yeah.
And then 2:30, if you've got any sort of digital capability, it's the red button, and then we're talking nonsense from half to onwards. If you've got satellite, cable, Freeview box or whatever, hit the red button, it'll give you like a little press the score interactive.
You know what, you really should be, everybody at that department of the BBC, and in fact the whole of BBC Sports, should be ever so grateful to you for your unbelievable... professionalism, and I'll tell you why. I haven't told you this yet. I think it was just shortly after we all went out together.
Yeah.
It may have been that Saturday, I'm not sure. And I thought, what time does it actually start on the... Because I know you come on BBC One, but does
half
it...
four.
Yeah. No, but you're on BBC One before that, though, aren't you?
Yeah, we start off on the sort of interactive service at half two, and then we jump in and out of BBC One during the afternoon a bit, but then half four is when it gets really serious, because that's when everyone wants to know the scores.
Sure. But I switched on the, and I thought, I want to see it start. I want to see how they start it. So I switched on at about 2:28.
Yeah.
And hit my red button, and there you all were. But you weren't on yet.
No.
Right? And I'm like, and I could see you all, and there you were, chatting away. And you, before you started, right?
That was dangerous.
This is on the red button, and I've gone, and you're going, yeah, what's that? And somebody's going, oh no, it's, yeah, somebody's watching the monitor of you know, the pre-match stuff for one of the games. Yeah, yeah, it looks like he's playing today. Is it? All right.
And you were... just go in that little huddle before the programme, yeah. Like we go into our little pre-programme huddle.
On all this, right? And then you go, all right. Okay, lovely. And you make a few notes, and you go, all right, are we ready? Okay. And someone says something to you, and you go, you what? Yeah, all right. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, Stubbs, are you alive? Oh, my God. All the please don't swear. Oh, my God. And you've gone, right, here we go. 10 seconds. And a very good afternoon. Hello and welcome to... And I'm like, God, thank God for that. You were so lucky. Especially the fellow who sits next to you on the right with his foul mouth.
I tell you what, the technical boffins at our place are going absolutely crazy when they hear about this. Hey, mind you, it might be a good idea. I will warn the boys. The old, do you know what makes me laugh about that sometimes? Like, sort of, the guys that are there, sort of, Pallister, Dixon, Crooks, Kevin Peacock, you know, or whoever's there week in, week out. Great players in their time, but they don't half take it seriously, and they do like this sort of big handshake before we get started. All the best boys, and let's have a good afternoon. But they get really competitive about the scores. And yeah, here's the league. Do you want the league table?
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, go on then.
Pallister, 52%.
No.
Dixon, 52%.
Mm-hmm.
Akuku, 50% of the forecast correct. Peacock, 49%. McMahon, 48%. He's gone to Australia now, you know, taking over Perth Glory Day.
I read that in the paper.
Yeah, so we won't be seeing Steve for a while, or else the phone bill will cost a bit, getting him on from Australia all the time. Dave Vitti, 41% selections correct.
That's all right, isn't it?
The relegation zone, I'm afraid. Crooks, 36. Bright, 36.
The Prince of Stoke not doing very well.
Moyles, 33%.
Hey, that's not... Do you know what? That's not too bad. I love that.
I tell you, you're happy with that, but you're
What's Garth Crooks?
36%, so you're only a forecast away from getting past Crooksy.
All right, now
you've got Dustin Hoffman coming on soon.
Yeah, now how does this work? Because it works on percentages of how many games you've correctly predicted.
Yes.
So, in theory, right... The top of the predictions table come Saturday afternoon at 5:15 could be Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, it could be for this week because then there is a criteria for how many forecasts you have to have in over the season to be counted in the league table.
Okay, all right.
But then again, if Dustin gets 6 or 7 out of 7, we'll leave him at the top to embarrass the rest for the rest of the year then.
I like that, I like that. Oh, by the way, we've already got next week's celebrity all sorted, by the way.
Oh, terrific, who is it?
Stelios.
Really?
You know, from the Easy Company.
Yeah. Hello to you. So, all right.
So, honestly, if the boys are so wound up by if Dustin Hoffman... Can you imagine?
He's good, though. Well, let's run through them very quickly. We've got to do these now as well, haven't we?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm writing these down, then, yeah?
Yeah, you write them down. Okay. We'll tell you what we're doing.
Palace Bolton. I will say an away win for Bolton.
Yeah.
I'm going Bolton on that as well. So two aways on that for us, Stubbsy.
Two aways.
Yeah.
Liverpool, Fulham.
Hang on, what are you saying, Stubbs?
No, I'm not... They won't let me have a go.
Okay, all right then, no worries.
Leave me for the embarrassment, mate. I'll leave you lot to be embarrassed.
Liverpool versus Fulham, I'm going to put down for a draw.
Really?
Yeah.
Dave?
Away win.
Yeah, I thought so. Is that what you think, or just showing your blue colours there, man?
Both.
Right. Man United, Birmingham.
Home win.
Yeah. Borough Blackburn.
Home again.
No, I'm going for a shock Blackburn result. Away win. Yeah.
I'm going to go for Borough on that. Stubbs. Yep.
This is why, by the way, I have only a 33% right.
Newcastle, Charlton.
Home for me.
I'm going, home win. Sorry, Charlton.
Norwich, West Bromwich, Albion.
I'm going Norwich. A brilliant home victory for Norwich.
I tell you what, one of them needs to win. That draw doesn't do either any good, really, does it?
Do you know, I'm going to go for West Brom, Kevin Campbell, to score the winner.
Oh, actually, I forgot about that.
I'm going away, Ray, please.
Okay. I'm going to stay with Norwich.
Yeah. So, one home and one away. And the last one?
Spurs, Pompey.
Oh, Spurs. Home win. Clean sheet for Paul Robinson.
Yeah, two homes for us there.
I've had a little bit of difficult run. Spurs since they had their big unbeaten run of 8 games.
Yeah, don't worry.
I'm sounding all motten now. Sorry, let's leave that alone.
I might go to the game, actually. I might go to Spurs Portsmouth on Saturday.
Right, okay. Thanks for your forecast, boys. Okay. And the league table as is. Everyone, I tell you what, though. No one's got 7 so far this season. It sounds easy. We've had 1-6 once, but no one's got anywhere near 7.
Do you want to hear Dustin Hoffman's predictions?
I tell you honestly, the boys, all our pundits tomorrow will be around the radio now, listening to see what Dustin's going for.
Pallister's never going to be up this early unless he's just going to bed.
Yeah, I'm a possibly. Gavin Peacock will have been up the last 3 hours revising. and you're right, Crooks, he won't be, he won't be at the races yet, you're right. Okay, so, what does Dustin go for?
I'll tell you what, we're not going to get time, I'm going to play him after the, after Tedious Link.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
All the best, boys.
Thank you very much, Stubbsy.
Thank you, Ray.
Have a good show on Saturday.
Nations Day tomorrow as well, by the way. I've been asked to remind everyone.
Wales, England, isn't it, tomorrow?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Have a good day, Stubbsy.
See you for 6 weeks.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Bye. Oh, I love Stubbsy.
Top man.
He's honestly a cuddler. We've had the odd cuddle before. Not like that, but that sounds wrong, doesn't it?
So, will we get Dustin's predictions after this?
After Tedious Link, yeah. How do you get to today's Tedious Link from yesterday's Tedious Link, which was, of course...
Dodgy good enough. The amount of members in the band Dodgy is 3. 3 multiplied by 7 is 21, which is the legal age for the consumption and purchase of alcohol in the United States. The United States have a president called George. George Best is mates with Milan Mandarich, who is chairman at Portsmouth. Portsmouth play at Fratton Park. Park rhymes with bark, which is a protective covering around the trunk of a tree. A tree is a natural environment for a squirrel. Squirrels have bushy tails and are fond of nuts. Nuts is also a slang term for testicles. Testicles are located outside of the main part of the body for the purposes of temperature. Temperature can be measured in either Celsius or Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit 911 is something that I've got recorded at home and haven't seen yet. And in that respect, there's something in common with last week's Question of Sport. Question of Sport is hosted by Sue Barker. Sue Barker shares the same surname as Ronnie Barker, who is a comedy partner of Ronnie Corbett, who is a famous wearer of glasses. And if you wear prescription glasses and forget to put them on one day, you'll probably find that your vision is slightly blurred. Which links us to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is Blurred by Piano Man.
How does that go?
You'll hear it in a minute.
Right, and then we'll have Dustin Hoffman's football predictions for the weekend. Here we go! We'll be right back. tonight just saying, it's amazing how this song just doesn't date at all, does it? Sounds so fresh and modern for 2005.
Sound good that in your car with a stereo.
Piano Man, Blurred. Good morning to you if you're in your car with your stereo up. You're so hip and fly, Dave.
Mm. No diggity.
No doubt. Seamless link, though, Dave?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Although, technically, the text has crashed from all the responses that we had to Rachel's key ring giveaway, and so, therefore, we can't really see many people moaning about quibbles.
We can't actually get any text messages, if you don't bother texting in, we can't read it. We've broken it.
I have got a winner, though.
What?
Have you?
Just before it crashed, yeah.
Oh, really?
I chose somebody.
Ah. I bet they're so excited.
It could be you.
Me?
Well, not you, because you've already got one.
See ya.
And me.
What was that, Dave?
No. I thought I'd given you one ages ago.
No, I haven't got one.
Yeah, there you go.
You usually leave it on your desk.
I have mine, Alan.
Dave, I'll buy you one when I get
next time. Dave, you're such a good eye. You're so horrible, Dave. From Bongo.
Dave. Can we stop that?
What?
What?
Because the tropical fruit drinks are available.
Yeah. Very true.
What about Lilt? It's a totally tropical taste.
Or Five Alive. I'm not saying anything.
What about Origina? Shake the bottle, white
the drink.
White
the taste. I might go for elocution lessons.
Hey? I think you should go for elocution lessons. It's our time of the show. It's a bit where Dave's now going to say... What was that?
That's Dave snoring.
What the hell was that? He swallowed all your phlegm.
Sorry, it's like a bit of loose palate there.
Let's
try that again.
It's a bit where Dave will snort.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Football predictions then. Crystal Palace versus Bolton. I've gone in a away win, as has Dave. Liverpool versus Fulham. I said it will be a draw. You said an away win, didn't you? For Fulham. Yeah? What?
Yep.
Okay. Manchester United versus Birmingham with both gone for a Man U win. Middlesbrough Blackburn. I've gone for a Blackburn win. You've gone for a Middlesbrough win.
Mm-hmm.
Newcastle versus Charlton, both a home win. Norwich versus West Brom. I've gone Norwich. You've gone West Brom. And Spurs, Portsmouth, do you go for home win?
Yeah.
As did I. Go on, Paul Robinson, you're Leeds and you know you are. My mate Martin does that. Anytime a footballer's mentioned who ever played for Leeds once, he'll always go, as Leeds and he knows you. Jonathan Woodgate, Paul Robinson, Alan Smith, Trevor Cherry.
Harry Kewell.
Doesn't matter, you know what I mean? Leeds and knows you. What about Brian Dean? You didn't know much.
Tony DiRigo.
Right, so, they were our predictions, myself and my friend Dave.
Hello.
Here are Dustin Hoffman's predictions.
Crystal Palace versus Bolton.
Oh, Bolton.
Bolton, that's yes. A way win for Dustin.
Yes.
Liverpool, Fulham.
It's got to be Liverpool.
I think so. I'm a Liverpool fan. Do you like Liverpool?
Yes, very much.
Great. Man United, Birmingham.
Manchester United.
Manchester United, okay, that's good. Another home
win. Have you disagreed with any of these?
No. Middlesbrough versus Blackburn.
Well, that's a tough one.
Mm.
Middlesbrough,
okay, another home win there. Newcastle against Charlton.
Oh, it's Newcastle.
Yeah,
so that's
two more. Norwich versus West Brom.
Norwich reminds me of porridge. West Brom reminds me of someone who has a great West Brom.
West Brom, okay.
Yeah, sorry,
that's porridge. An away win. And Spurs, this is your favourite team.
Yeah.
Tottenham Hotspur versus Portsmouth.
Well, it's got to be Tottenham Hotspur.
It's got to be
Tottenham Hotspur. Spurs.
Spurs, yes. Yeah. Let's lose the sperm.
Do you know what?
What?
He's got exactly the same as me.
Did you just copy Dustin Hoffman?
No, I swear, I didn't know what Dustin had put. I put those down genuinely as we're going through them with Ray, but I've just checked now. Right? All the same. One, two.
Bolton, Liverpool, Man U, Middlesbrough, Newcastle, West Brom and Spurs. Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
You predicted the same.
Exactly
as
the same
Hoffman.
As Dustin Hoffman.
He's the daddy in Meet the... It's after 9 o'clock. He's the daddy in Meet the Fockers.
Yeah.
He's the daddy of the family.
Yeah.
You won't let me do that gag, will you, about the mother?
No.
Right. He's married to the mother of the family.
Yes, Alan.
Dave, what did you say about Liverpool game?
Oh, no, actually, yeah, he said Liverpool would win.
Oh, beg your pardon, no, you are right.
Okay.
You are right. Sorry.
Seriously, though, I think he's got four... I've gone Liverpool Fulham a draw, but he's gone Liverpool to win at Anfield, right? So there's a good chance of that. I've gone for Middlesbrough Blackburn. I've gone for Blackburn winning because my mate plays for Blackburn.
That's how you do all your predictions, though, isn't it?
That's not true.
No, it is absolutely true.
No, because Kevin Campbell plays for West Brom. Now, I wouldn't say we're friends, but we're certainly, you know, say hello.
Yeah.
And but I've gone for Norwich. Because I've got a bit of a soft spot for Norwich. Although, I do like the Baggies.
But that's only because you'd forgotten that Kevin...
No, that's not true. I know somebody who plays for Charlton. And I've gone for Newcastle beating Charlton. Right? I know somebody... Yeah, I know somebody who plays for Man U. Do you know, I'm... That's... They're all kind of pretty much ex-Leeds players, but... Yeah, all right. I've gone for Spurs winning. I know somebody who plays for Spurs. I've gone for Man U winning. I know somebody who plays for Man U. But then that's it. So...
Swivel.
Other football news.
Yes?
What?
Harriers might be in a disaster area.
No.
Even more.
No, why?
Mumps has attacked the club.
Mumps?
Mumps. Some of the players have got mumps.
Mumps?
Yes.
It can be bad when you're an adult, can't it?
It goes
to your glands. Honestly, it'd be bad for men, that.
How'd you get mumps?
I haven't any mumps near my glands, thank you very much. Can we not tell a story about footballers listening to the show and ringing up?
You can do.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, you can.
You know, yesterday we were talking about the Red Nose Rally. We're going to drive, hopefully, from John O'Groats to Land's End in a host of cool, famous cars, raising money for Comet Relief. And I said, there's got to be some footballers listening to the show who've got a spare, you know, DV8, whatever, you know.
DV8?
What?
DV8?
DB8.
Oh. And DV8's a lap dancing club in Leeds, isn't it?
I don't know. But they might own it. Or spare Hummer or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got a phone call yesterday from, do you know about this story?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Does Carrie know about this story?
No.
Carrie? No, you don't have to come in. Oh, you can. Go on, come in then. Come in. Shall I just make something up?
No, tell the truth.
Shall I tell the truth?
Yeah.
There she is. Like a baby elephant. Come in. Quiet as. That's what I meant. So we were talking about footballers listening and offering us a loan of their car.
Uh-huh.
And John Terry phoned up.
Really?
Yeah, and said he'd sort us out with a car if we needed one.
Really? What have you got?
Well, we said, no, you're all right, thanks.
We're going to...
Cheers.
You're joking.
Yeah, we said, get lost, you Chelsea man. And we slammed the phone down on him. I'm only joking. We didn't.
We want to have a look at his fleet.
You wouldn't be that rude.
But I don't think we need any more cars, apparently, after me shut my mouth off yesterday. However... You're not doing the tour with us, are you? Because you have to stay in London.
Yeah.
But we're still going to give you jobs to do to raise money in London.
Okay.
So I might ask John if you can borrow his car just to drive around London for a week.
Oh, yes, please.
What was that?
Maybe I won't if you do that weird voice in front of him.
Oh, okay. Sorry, John.
John Terry. This is our sport girl, Carrie Davis. Ooh, hello, John. Nice to meet you.
Well, it wouldn't be quite that bad.
You got to play it cool, Carrie, you know?
Sorry, I just got a bit excited.
God.
Sorry, I'm a Chelsea fan and I like cars.
Whatever.
That's like the ultimate to me.
Anyway, love, we've got to move on. This is Frank. This is Frankie Lampard. Frankie Lampard!
You're not very nice.
This is Gavin Peacock. All right, Gavin, nice to meet you. Morning, Gavin. So, yeah, maybe John will be listening again, and maybe you could go down to Chelsea's ground when they're training. Well, not that they're training at the ground, but you know what I mean. And,
down to Harlington.
Have a whip round. But you'd have to do it in a... To do it in an Arsenal strip. I like that. We can get people to sponsor you.
I tell you what, a good way of raising some cash, though.
Good way of raising cash.
Good way of raising your heart rate when you run away from all the Chelsea fans. Hmm.
Yes, that's a tad hard.
Now, maybe we'll send you down to see the Chelsea boys with a Comic Relief bucket, and you have to... We could sell kisses. Seriously, would you be all right with that?
Yeah, I'm not sure my boyfriend
or
would.
What else you could do for
I don't think any of the Chelsea fans, Chelsea players would want to snog your boyfriend, really.
Well, no. Another thing only Dominic.
You could do for Comic Relief is that you could go to Highbury with a Chelsea shirt on with Ashley Cole on the back.
Oh.
Hey?
Dave, don't pledge your money for that one. Dave.
Yeah. I'm sure John Terry will be able to sort out security for you if you have to do that.
$5,000, Comic Relief.
Brilliant.
Yeah. $8,000, hospital bill. Anyway, thank you to John. Love you. I spoke to him before, by the way, in Portugal when I was in the England hotel.
To John Terry?
Yeah, I went, all right. That's it. But, yeah, cool, though.
Did he say anything back?
He went, all right.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We're like friends now. Can I just stop for 1 second? Carrie?
Yeah?
I know what you're going to say.
Is that a love bite?
Yeah. No!
You've got a love bite.
I have not you got have. A love bite. I have not got a love bite.
Who has been sinking their dirty teeth into your neck?
I haven't. It's when I'm like reading and I'm kind of concentrating, I always go like that and hold my neck with my hand and I always get red marks on my neck and everyone always goes, what have you done to your neck?
Does
Carrie
look like a love
has
bite.
Got a love bite. You dirty... Is hoe offensive?
Hmm.
Yes, very.
Slut?
Yes.
Hooker?
Yes.
Hussy?
Yes.
Yes.
Strumpet?
Trollop.
Yes.
Trollop? Are you on a trollop?
Trollop's all right, yeah.
You dirty trollop. Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car.
In a park? What's a car?
Being one of those. And today you can win your last chance to get a Chris Moore's car park catchphrase skipping rope.
What's the number again?
08700 100 100.
Be strong, be lovely, and be together as you push towards the finishing line on February 10th.
Walking down the street and a man tries to catch your business.
Liking that a lot.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah. They're called The Bravery, and it's called An Honest Mistake. It was Joe Wiley's pet sound last week, and they're from New York, and their debut self-titled album is due for release in March. They will play an Enemy Award show at London's Astoria with Hope of the States and Willie Mason. Who is Willie Mason?
Country singer.
Did we give one of his CDs away in Aberystwyth last week? Never heard of him.
Joe's been playing him. Colin and Edith have been playing
him. Did he go around the world in 80 days, him?
No, it was Willie Fogg.
Right.
It was Phileas Fogg.
Yeah, but no, kids' cartoon.
Is it Willie's Phileas?
80 days around the world.
Oh, don't,
find a pot of gold.
And then we were saying that you also get the crisps from Concert in County Durham.
They're Phileas Fogg, aren't they?
Medamsley Road Concert.
You're so sad. Why do you know that?
Because it was on a whole advertising campaign. The crisps were from Medamsley Road Concert.
Only you remember. Anyway, The Bravery, An Honest Mistake, comes out 28th of February.
I'm going to see them.
I think we've broken the text messages for Radio 1 for today.
It's knackered.
Sorry about that. It was all because of a rubbish keyring giveaway. Rachel brought some keyrings back from LA last May, and she only gave them to us this morning, so I thought we'd give one away.
Should we give out the winner?
Yeah, who was... hang on a second.
Do you want some showbiz music?
Yes, please.
That's the one. I need that one, don't I?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, you ready, Rach?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You meant to say the winner over the drum roll, you silly cow!
What are you doing?
Right.
Tell me when.
Go.
The winner is Tom in Northampton because he said, give me your keyring because I need it for my keys. Good enough reason. Well done, Tom.
Well done, Tom, you've won the keyring!
We'll give you a call back.
There you go. That trimmer's exhausted, God bless him. So we're trying to get the text messages to work, but it's not working. But we did get over 5,000 text messages in 3 minutes for Rachel's key ring. So thank you for texting in. You're all very sad. Morning, Scott!
Wake up to Moyles.
Rachel's just had a text message from the office of Umbongo. It says, "Dear Rachel, we're listening to you right now in the office."
Is it from the jungle?
Is it from way down deep in the middle of the Congo?
Yes, of course it is.
Is it from a hippo?
It's from the Congo.
Wow.
Congo.com.
Isn't that now the Central African Republic?
Not learning, are you? Really not learning. Is it what?
Isn't that now the Central African Republic?
I don't know.
I think it might be. It's certainly not called the Congo anymore.
Well, that's where was invented, when the hippo took all the ingredients.
Didn't he meet an elephant, a giraffe and a jumbo?
Yeah, he met a jumbo, Dave. That's what he met.
No, he took an apricot and a mango.
A guava.
A guava and a mango.
That's a word you don't often hear, isn't it? Guava.
What's a mango?
A mango. Yeah, that's how he says it to rhyme, Dom. Just go with it.
Mango.
Moving on. Chemical Brothers, Avril Lavigne, all coming up. Day 26 of my detox. I have less than a week to go! Get in! All day Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it's done. I have 6 days and six nights to get through. And then there it will be, looking at me, glorious pint of beer.
Only 1 week to go. You've nearly done it.
Yes.
Be strong.
Yes.
Be proud.
Yes.
And be smug that whilst others have failed,
yes,
you're one of life's winners. Well done, champ.
Thank you, Paul McKenna. Champ.
Oh, I thought he said chump. Never mind. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you left it up there, you weak-willed loser.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You have a drink last night, did you?
Yep.
Yeah. Detox is rubbish. Couldn't even do a month off the booze. You loser. It's just on 9:30.
Truancy crackdowns aren't working.
And Colgate rumbles on. Radio 1.
A new report. And the weather's going to be mild and cloudy today with some rain in Scotland and Northern Ireland.
What's your problem with the Wednesday night?
Who, me?
Your face just went, ugh.
Well, no, I was reacting to Rachel's face. I just think it's wrong.
What? Rachel's face? You are well out of order.
Not saying Rachel's face is wrong. Not saying your face is wrong.
Who's to bed?
Sorry. Fans of... Oh, go away.
Go away.
Fans of slow driving are in for a real treat this morning and no messing. It's the M6 in Cheshire. There's a 40 mph speed limit southbound. That's Junction 21 at Warrington and Junction 20. That's the Lim interchange. They've been there for about 3 years and it's all because of roadworks. 9:34 now.
Oh my God, how illiterate are you all? Comes in on the emails. The subject is Congo exists.
Really?
There you go, yeah.
Oh, isn't it the Republic of Congo now?
Yeah, but what's the Correct. Central African Republic then? Was that Rwanda?
I think there was a point where it wasn't called Congo anymore, but
the Central
I think
African Republic
again,
is
maybe.
North, Dave.
Is
of
it?
Like the Republic of Congo and the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is south. The Central African Republic is north of both these countries. By the way, I want to point out that it starts with how illiterate are you all, and he spelt north wrong. Do you ever watch, spelt wrong, The Natural World on BBC Two?
No.
So there you go. Alex has been in the DRC, that's the Democratic Republic of Congo, for 7 months. It really exists and they speak French and some 300 or so other funny languages. There you go, funny languages, yeah. We may be illiterate. You're slightly racist. They all talk funny over there. It's like their own little language.
It's all foreign.
So anyway, thank you very much for your informative and slightly badly spelled email.
Sorry about our African geography faults.
Merci bien. Mm.
As I said, by the way, the Congo does exist because way down deep in it, a hippo invented umbongo.
Exactly.
Rachel.
So what's the crack, Rachel? They're going to have you as the face of their new advertising campaign.
Yeah.
They're looking for a new hippo.
Me and the hippo, yeah.
You and the hippo.
Mm, together.
What was that noise? Was
that? Sorry.
That wasn't me. Who was that?
Some cut the cheese there.
Your
oh, stop, please. You're all so sad. Right, come on, let's have fun coming up. Before that, Chemical Brothers play right now.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
In the morning with initiative to move, so I make it harder.
Don't hold back.
If you think about it, so many.
No, no.
That's the sounds of Avril Lavigne on Radio 1. We're currently right in the middle of another childish game of Tigs Off Ground. Tig, tag, whatever you call it, doesn't matter.
Mm.
Currently, Carrie has the lurgy. Boy, oh boy, does it stink of her lurginess.
Ugh.
Carrie, how do you feel? Okay.
She's got a lurgy.
She's got a lurgy and she's got a
lurgy. She's got the lurgy.
Love bite. Love bite.
Yeah, she's got a love bite.
Hickey lurgy.
Mm. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Do you do it yourself with a Hoover?
Oh, yes, please.
She sounds like Zippy. Hello, Zippy. Would you like a fresh cream cake?
Oh, yes, please.
You sound weird.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Would you like to have the lurgy all day, Carrie?
Oh, yes, please.
Would you like to sleep with Roy Walker?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, yeah. That's brilliant.
Time for Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. Seriously, do you fancy a bit of Roy Walker?
Oh, yes, please.
Hey, Roy?
I've never been there before.
Right, okay.
It's not really my sort of thing.
Okay, don't worry about it. I'm just saying, you know.
Well, that's not very nice.
All right, okay, anyway. Morning, Roy Walker.
Chris, You look great today.
Thank you very much. Obviously, the detox is almost at a close, you know, which
I'm
is...
I'm bored of all this detox.
Yeah, so am I, but, you know, give it a few more weeks. I look like Brad Pitt.
Oh, come on.
All right, fair enough. Dominic's here, by the way, in case you want to ask Dominic anything.
Is Dom playing the airbase today?
No, I'm not. Sorry, Roy.
Okay.
All right, okay.
Good morning.
Morning, you're right.
I'm good, thanks.
Excellent. I'm good, thanks, too. Thank
I'm
you.
Not sure about that.
No, I am. I'm good. Thank you.
Shut up.
Okay, thank you.
You don't ask him any questions anymore like you used to in the old days.
Okay, Roy, what's your favourite colour?
Irritates me.
Who?
Dominic.
Cheers. Well, that's why I don't speak to you.
Okay, good. Dave. Ask him a question.
All right, Roy.
Well, it was nice talking
to
you.
Yeah, whatever, whatever.
Okay, good.
Shove it.
How are you, Dave?
I'm all right, Roy, thank you. Not so bad. How are yourself?
Life is good.
Yeah? You looking forward to the weekend?
No.
No? Why not, Roy?
That's just wrong.
What? The weekend is wrong?
Yes.
How can it be wrong when it feels so right?
That's just wrong.
Well, here's Alan.
What a numpty.
Indeed. Right. Good morning, Roy.
Oh.
What a numpty.
All right. Who's on line one?
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Good morning, Chris. My name's Jade and I'm originally from King's Lynn.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
That's not how I said you to do that.
No.
Sorry.
How did you decide to do it?
I said, hi, Chris. What's the name?
Jade.
You know.
Hi, Chris. I'm Jade.
I'm from Big Brother.
And I'm from King's Lynn. And then we all cheer.
Ahoy.
Yeah.
No, we cheer, you daft trout. Not you. Jade.
You know where you're from.
Jade, were you named after that Big Brother pig?
No, I'm older than her, so she was named after me.
Right,
great.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. That's a bit bad.
Yeah, no, that's fine. She was named after you in memory of your chaviness. Are you minging?
No, I'm quite hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody who says that. They're either really, really hot or a bit slutty. What do you do, Jade?
Right, I'm a stationary rep.
A stationary rep?
Yeah.
Does that mean
you don't go anywhere?
Well, at the moment, no. I'm sitting in the car park, driving off.
Whereabouts are you parked?
Just outside Brighton in Peacehaven.
Oh, yeah, okay, very nice.
Where's that?
Thank you, Roy.
Just outside Brighton, Roy.
Where's that?
Near the sea.
Where's that?
On the coast.
Okay.
Right. Oh.
Right, okay. What are you driving?
What am I driving? A Ford Fiesta navy blue.
Mmm. Nice wheels.
Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear your horn.
Oh. That horn is rubbish.
Yeah, it is.
He doesn't like that. Is your window down?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Let's hear it again. Nice horn, isn't it, Roy?
No.
Right, okay. All right, hang on there, Jade.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Morning, Chris. My name's Jason. I'm from Birmingham. Get in.
Oh, dear. Is this a joke?
None.
Who put him this div through? Jocelyn, you on glue? Nutter. Jason, he's from Birmingham. Yay! Are you really from Birmingham?
Unfortunately, yes.
Right, okay.
Well, I don't live there anymore, though.
Right, okay. Where do you live now?
I live in Penzance in Cornwall.
Where's that?
That's in England, Chris.
Where's that?
It's not me, I'm not asking.
In Great Britain.
Oh. Okay.
And what do you do, Jason?
I'm a painter and decorator.
Oh, brilliant.
If you ever need any work doing, Chris, you know it's a call.
Right.
Not for all the money in the world.
Okay. Okay. And do you work on your own, or...?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Do you enjoy your painting and decorating? What do you enjoy the most? Is it the painting, or would you say it's the decorating?
I'd say it's the fumes.
Right, okay.
What a numpty.
Okay.
What a numpty.
Oh, dear.
Who do you think you're talking to?
All right, Roy. It's just...
Wash your mouth out.
Oh, he's off!
Shut up.
All right, come on.
What a naughty.
Right. Well,
that's not very nice.
All right, let's not get into a row, okay? Apologise to Roy.
I'm sorry, Roy.
Roy, apologise to Jason.
Frankly, I'd rather stick a fork in my eye.
Right, okay, fair enough then.
I've never been so insulted in all my life.
Yeah, okay, all right.
So. I never got treated like this on Channel 4.
You were never on Channel 4. Right, okay. Right, what are you driving?
I'm driving a white Fiat Scudo.
Sorry.
Right, and let's see your horn, please. Roy?
It's a horn of plenty.
It's a horn of plenty. Right, you ready then, Jason?
Oh, sure am.
Ready, Jade?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Mr. Vish is visiting his mate Douglas.
Mr. Fish
is visiting his mate Douglas, who's a fisherman on the Isle of Man. Douglas, as you know, is known for his kippers and is reputed to do the best Manx kippers of all. But he's got a problem, because his smokehouse is playing up and he wants Mr. Fish to have a look at it. Mr. Fish has a look inside and instantly realises what the problem is. Who was that?
Jason.
Yes, Jason?
No smoke without fire.
God's sake, so ridiculous. They're going to be that. No smoke without fire?
You're right!
Awesome.
Awesome Wells.
Awesome, my son.
Who was that, by the way? Who got that?
Jason.
Yeah, oh, it was, opposed to the girl. Yeah. Sorry, Jade.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're talking to.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Little of him would go a long way, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd like him to go a long way. Away. Right, so, Jade, you need to get the next one right so you can beat Jason. We'll try and fix it for you.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. and Mrs. Fish now, Jade.
Yeah.
They're worried that their dog has got behavioural problems.
Right.
Just like Jason. He's not been himself recently and he's been behaving in an overly aggressive manner. Is that you, Jade?
No.
Right, OK. All right, well, see, the thing is, Jade, I haven't heard anyone beeping yet. They've got the dog side.
That's yes. Me, that's me!
Yes, Jade? You see, apparently, when he bites someone, right, it doesn't really hurt, but when he barks, it's really scary.
Oh, your bite's worse than the bite!
What?
His
bark is worse than his bite!
You're absolutely right! That's the proper catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Pass me the shotgun. Right, it's one apiece. It's all to play for. This is it now. You could go all the way, Jade. Probably not for the first time. And Jason, you could win something as well, but you haven't won anything since the geekiest kid in the class contest.
Oh, Okay.
Which you probably devised a table for. Right. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Cat Daly is at the end of her tether as a result of a serious vermin problem at her home in London. She thinks she's got mice in her flat, although she's never actually seen them. Now, obviously, she goes away a lot with work and stuff.
I think
that was Jade, wasn't it? Jade?
Jade?
Game of cat and mouse.
Jason! A game of cat and mouse.
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
Sorry about that, but no one else has buzzed in yet, so there's still a chance for you to win, Jade. Jason, buzz in when you know.
Jason!
Right, okay, he obviously doesn't know the answer. So,
Jason.
When she goes away to work and she comes back to the house, she always finds the flat full of mouse droppings and bits of half-eaten cheese. When she gets back to the house, you see, Jade.
Yes.
So when she goes away, you know, but when she comes back, there are no mice there playing.
Yeah.
But she's worked out maybe it's while she's away working.
The cat's away, the mice will play.
How thick are you, you daft cow? Bloody hell! Do you know what I mean? We've all got the right to be a bit stupid. You're just abusing the privilege. What are you saying, Jade?
Well, the cat's away, the mice will play.
You're
unbelievably
a winner.
Yay!
I take it all back, Jason. We should let you win.
Well, I'm not happy with that.
No, do you know what? Neither am I particularly.
It's very noisy here. Seagulls and stuff. That's just wrong.
But then again, so are you. Goodbye. Right, lovely. Right, Jade. Well done. You've won.
Hi, thanks, Chris.
Who would have thought it?
Brilliant.
I tell you what, I'll do.
What?
Bye.
Every day.
They're both irritating, though, weren't they?
I think she was a bit thick. He was irritating. Mm. So I don't think it's... But he wasn't thick. So, you know, together they'd make a great couple.
Mm.
I mean, mind you, imagine their kids.
Irritating and thick.
I mean,
possibly.
Like a whole world of Alex walking around.
Oi!
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
I know a girl with a golden... Do so well. Carrie has the lurgy. She gets the lurgy and doesn't get rid of it before 10 o'clock. She has the lurgy for the whole weekend.
Don't even think about it. I'm a colleague. I'm a journalist.
She's trying to pull him off.
Carrie, don't
his chair.
Me.
Of course.
Yes!
Dominic, have you got the lurgy?
I almost swore.
Oh.
Yes, I do. I've got the lurgy.
I'm sorry about that. You have exactly 50 seconds to get
okay.
Allied. Get Allied!
Get
Allied!
Yeah, great.
Come on, Rachel, come
the
on!
The Chris Moyle Show returns Monday morning with more of the same intellectual, friendly radio banter.
This is what you
don't
pay
forget
your
our colleagues
to
on Radio 4 have got great intellectual Rachel, programs running all the way through the day today. Have a lovely weekend. We're back Monday morning at 7. Goodbye! Who's got the lurgy?
Rachel! Oh.
I have not got the lurgy.
Go and have someone bongo and shut up.